Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you and your teenager ready for summertime? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 25, is titled Teenage Summertime Success. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW. And that would be me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you've always dreamed of. And for those looking for help with their parenting challenges, and of course that would be all of us, come on to my website, neildbrown.com, and I'll have a free downloadable gift for you. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, the end of the school year can bring a host of feelings to students and their parents as students transition from the structure and the routine of school to all the possibilities of summer. You know, for children, parents usually arrange summertime programs such as day camp or other developmental programs in the areas of art, sports, science, etc. But when these same kids become teenagers, parents can't simply decide what they're going to do and then sign them up, because teenagers have their own ideas and expect to be able to make decisions more on their own. And that's because teenagers are now on their path to their young adulthoods. You know, that's that stage of life when they will be making the lion's share of decisions on their own. You know, where they go, what they'll do, and how they'll do it, it's all going to take place without parental oversight. A successful young adult can set goals and make plans and execute against those plans. And given that young adulthood is coming up quickly, adolescence should be seen as a time to learn those critical skills. And the 10 weeks or so of summertime creates a perfect opportunity to do just that. Many kids, however, will want to avoid making plans. You know, they're teenagers living in the moment and relishing the feeling of relief that comes with school ending. I'm good. I just want to relax, sleep in, and hang out with my friends. Thank you very much. Right? Well, as parents, we all know how that works out. With no structure, our kids will turn into blobs of lethargy and turn to their own devices. Well, that means they'll stay glued to their devices and play endless video games. I saw this great computer programming camp that you love. You're so good with computers, says mom. Oh, I don't know any of those kids. Besides, I know plenty about computers. I don't need a camp, says the teenager. Hey, I got another conversation for you. How about this one? What are you thinking about doing this summer, sweetheart? I'm going to get a job at the ice cream shop. Oh, I didn't even know you applied. Oh, I don't have to. My friend Jason works there, and he told the manager about me. The manager said he'd hire me this summer. Well, don't you think you should go down there and meet him and apply? Oh, why are you all uptight? He'd already said he'd hire me. I'll go after finals. And so it goes. Parents trying to encourage planning and engagement, and their kids resisting. Well, you know, I don't mean to disparage teenagers. You know, many are very motivated and clear about what they want to do, and many have jobs or plans such as summer sports teams, community theater. And those teenagers that don't have plans, you know, they have enormous potential that needs to be unlocked in the very activities that they're resisting. So let's take a look at how parents can successfully engage their teenagers and move past the struggle into successfully planning their summer. You know, some kids, as I said, are going to have strong positive ideas, but they might be unable to convert those ideas into specific goals and plans. For instance, a teen might say, I want to earn some money, or I want to work on getting my car running. But any questions about how much money or what kind of job or how they're going to go about getting their car running, that just might be answered with, I don't know, why are you bugging me? The first thing to do is have an open-ended discussion with your teenager, and here are some ways to have that discussion. Start by asking for their thoughts about what they want to do or accomplish this summer. No matter what they say, validate those thoughts and their feelings. For instance, teenager, I just want to kick back and hang out with my friends. I need some downtime. Parent, of course you do. That makes perfect sense. How much kickback time were you thinking about, and what else would you like to have happen? So what a parent doesn't want to do is say, I'm not going to have you hanging around here doing nothing all summer, young lady, because it's going to invite a control battle, and then you're going to have a hard time getting them cooperating towards any respectable goal. So talk about the importance of using the summer to one's best advantage. It's a values discussion, and by focusing on values, it makes things less personal and invites less resistance. For instance, you might say, I know you're tired from school, sweetheart, so relaxing makes sense. Yet the school year is a time when kids have a lot of structure and not a lot of choices. Summertime is when you can create your own structure and invest in things that you really want to do. It's important not to squander that opportunity. Let's talk about some of the options and opportunities that make sense for you, that you'd like to take advantage of. Well, and then parents, sometimes you're going to need to be firm. For instance, you might say, you absolutely are going to need to involve yourself in some productive things. So let's take a look at some of those options. There should be some unstructured time for kids, which is important, and it's good for them. Let's just make sure that there are limits on video gaming and devices in general beforehand, and that those limits are enforced so that you don't find yourself in an endless control battle over the computer and devices. Here are some ideas and some of the benefits that these ideas offer. Jobs. Well, jobs help kids learn responsibility away from their parents. They're accountable to their employer and often learn that their effort is very important to a business. In the case of childcare, it helps kids learn they can make a difference to others and puts them in a role of being a role model and an authority. Teens can feel great about having their own money, and it offers them the opportunity to learn money management and make sure that there is learning that goes on by putting a money management plan in place so all their earnings don't go quickly out of their pockets. Here's a plan. Think long-term savings, for instance, car, college, etc. Short-term savings for things they really want that are expensive, like guitar, bicycle. And then pocket money, movies, pizza. So three categories, and figure out how they're going to use, and make sure that they do use their money into those and make deposits into those three bags one way or another. And then there's volunteering. Volunteer jobs give kids many of the vital lessons of paid jobs. Kids learn that others count on them and they make a difference, and it gives them a sense of their value, and they learn a lot. And then, of course, there are specialized camps. There's sports camps, music, art, technology, science camps. All these things give kids a chance to delve deeper into an area they care about. It gives them a concentrated period of time to really focus and develop their knowledge and skills. And that's just really important for kids to know that they're competent and really good at something. It gives kids the experience of making new friends, friends who have common areas of interest, and yet they might be different from the friends they have in their school, and they might be different culturally. It expands them socially. And then, of course, there's visiting a relative in a different city or town. It gives kids a chance to deepen their extended family relationships and gives parents and teens a break from each other. You know, often kids behave better away from their parents, and it can break bad habits. And then there's family vacations. And think of family vacations with children and teens more as adventures than vacations. Why? Because they're often not very relaxing, but they do add significantly to shared family history. They offer a chance for you and your teen to engage life and each other out of your routine and share new experiences together. It's a much better way to be with your kids. So if you're open to it, include kids in making the choice about where to go on vacation. And if the destination is set, invite input into what the activities will be. And then, of course, there's getting into nature, and whether it's at a camp, a family camping trip, or older teens going off by themselves, using the opportunity of summertime to get into nature is a wonderful thing. It gets us away from the tyranny of technology, gets us into the beauty and the simplicity of nature. We get reminded of who we are at a more essential level, and being in nature is important. It's important for our perspective and for our renewal. Help your kids find the time and the means to experience nature. Now, if your teenager is having significant chronic behavioral problems such as substance abuse, delinquent behavior, self-cutting, or even debilitating depression, using the summer months for a treatment program can be an important shift on the road to health, and they don't have to miss school to do it. And there are many kinds of programs designed for teenagers with specific issues. So if that's going on, contact a licensed placement professional to make sure you're making the very best choice. And then, you know, it's also good for kids to have a more engaged role in the family during the summer. Kids can play a bigger role in home life, such as menu planning, shopping, cooking, cleaning, God forbid they should have to lift a finger, yard work, animal care, and then home projects. All these activities teach skills that are important for their independence, and they build self-esteem. You know, go berry picking and make a pie. I know you might have done that when the kids were little. They'll do a better job of it when they're teenagers. And even though your kid might act resistant, you can do some things together too. Cook together. Pick out some things to plant in the garden. Kids eat the vegetables they grow because they're proud of themselves. Take videos of things they like to do, such as play in a band, skateboard, dance, you know, just for a few ideas. So if your teen is not managing their summer well, don't allow yourself to become frustrated and helpless. Help them make choices, plans, and structures. These are the skills they're going to need in their next stage of life. And before I close today, I'll share a couple of resources with you. I know that Developmental Learning Solutions here in Santa Cruz, an educational enhancement program, it's in Santa Cruz and in San Jose. It has a wide variety of educational and personal interest enhancing activities for the summer, and including math and science, even photography, and for your ADHD youngster learning to understand your brain and improve your focus. And you can find DLS on the web at dls-learning.com. And I asked my colleague, Mark Burdick, who's a psychologist who specializes in educational and therapeutic placements for teenagers and young adults, what he would charge to help parents find quality away from home resources for their teenagers. And he said he would provide that service for no charge. Sounds crazy to me, but let's give it a try. And if your teenager is struggling with substance abuse or other self-destructive behaviors, Dr. Burdick can help with that as well. And of course, that would be for a reasonable charge. And he can be found at drmarkburdick.com. And you can find either of these links on the write-up of this podcast on my website. Well, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and I hope my message of a healthy summer for your teenager helps you and your teenager find and grow their very best selves. And please, feel free to come to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, where there is plenty of helpful stuff there right now, and plenty more in the pipeline. And please, will you take care of yourselves? You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.